Listening to Voice of Sanatana Hinduism on Radio K Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 in Houston, Texas. We are on the air every Sunday from 9 a.m. to noon. Our phone number to contact here is 832-704-9273. And now it is time for Quest of Hinduism, that is an interaction between you and us. And today's topic is Ma. So, I want to start with, paying my respect to all the Maas, pranam to all of them. And Taraji?
Hanji, thank you very much. So, yeah, what a wonderful subject to talk about mother. Plenty to keep on talking because, you know, whatever a mother does for a child, even not only considering the fact that the universal mother, from the time you are born, the person who just kind of loves you, the look, you know, the very moment that she delivers the baby, I think it becomes a kind of a, this is Vatsalya Bhava. You know, that is something a very kind of what I feel is, it is innate. It is human nature. That Vatsalya comes, even with God, we always think, treat me like your child. You know, that is the most beautiful, intimate relationship you can even have with God. And I know you're smiling, Doctor.
This is true. And, you know, in the Shastras, mother is our first guru.
Yes.
And the importance of that cannot ever be underestimated. Your mother teaches us everything. How to eat, how to drink, how to cook, what rules to follow, what rules not to follow. Father happens to be the disciplinarian, but mother is the one that is the embodiment of compassion.
You know, my second language when I was studying in Chennai, I had never studied Tamil because my first language was English, second language was Hindi, third language was Sanskrit. I don't know how to read and write Tamil, honestly, let me tell you in the beginning. Now I learned. But mera pehla pehla Hindi book mein jo maine padha, main abhi tak main bhul nahi gaya. Wo tha maa ke bare mein. And we were asked to memorize it. You know, even now I can tell you. Maa ne humko janm diya hai, usi ka doodh peekar hum bade hue hai. This is how I studied Hindi, learning about maa.
Well, that's where you started, so.
And jo bhi maine seekha, wo maa ke bare mein, main bhool bhi nahi sakti hoon.
Yeah, very good. Okay. I think that's a good thing. Listeners, you can give us a call here at 832-704-9273 and talk about Ma. I mean, there are a lot of stories about Ma, but we start with We today started with all the goddesses, which are also maas. So yeah. We started with Saraswati, Durga, Parvati, Kali, and Lakshmi. So we talked about that. We also call Prithvi Ma also, Dharti.
Correct. You know, that's a very good point. According to Hinduism, you know, God creates, maintains, and destroys the universe through his feminine Shakti, the universal energy, which is worshipped as the Divine Mother. And this is really the origin of all mother worship. Ma Prithvi, you know, in Sanskrit, it says, Vasudeva Eva Kutumbakam. We are all children of Mother Earth. And, you know, on a little more serious note, Mother Earth is worthy to be worshipped, not to be tainted. So on this Mother's Day, we should also be kind to the environment, compassionate to all living things that are part of this family that is of Mother Earth. We should be conscious and conscientious about how we treat Earth as well. We should not pollute. We should recycle. Everybody knows this. So we need to extend our drishti, our vision, to encompass all living creatures of this Mother Earth.
Yes, and it is very well accepted worldwide, you know. It's not just our Vedic Dharma, but also we hear references a lot of time, Mother Earth, Mother Nature. So world has recognized all these different aspects of the Mother.
Yeah, actually, yesterday I went garden shopping. I saw the many flowers. Mm-hmm. And then I went to see all these fruits, you know, to buy. Look at the way Mother Nature has endowed with such variety of things around you to appreciate it. Nature is not, you know, beautiful. But, you know, all these crops that come out of the bhoomi. Yes. Jo bhoomi maane diya hai humko, we are so blessed that, you know, not just us, birds. Everybody enjoy it.
Yes.
You know, animals. Everybody live because of the bountiness of nature. You know, when you go to this Lakshmi Ashtotaram and also you go to Vishnu Sahasranamam,
right.
The most beautiful two words that I picked up from there are the very first verses, first kind of a denotation to the god or goddess. In Lakshmi Ashtotaram, Prakritim Vikritim Vidyam Sarva Bhutahida Pradam Prakriti. Prakriti is what? Mother Nature.
Right.
And Vishnu Sahasranamam starts with Vishwam Vishnu Vashatkaro Vishwam Mane Kya Hai. Vishwam means the wide, old universe.
Correct.
So the most beautifully it is said why importance is given to that nature,
right.
Which we have to respect a lot. Environmental consciousness is absolutely necessary. You know, I think India is realizing after so many ages that how environmental has to be protected. You know, that is how you take care of your mother.
Mm-hmm. You know, everybody realized, but nobody acted.
Here I'll tell you what. The other day, I was feeling very bad. When you go to other places, restaurants and all, we behave well. But when we go to our temple cafeteria, we don't. We don't want to throw
things
in a garbage. Mm-hmm. And you know, you let other people come and do it for you.
Yeah.
The attitude we are having, I think, is, I don't know, Facebook and all will have to be really kind of dealing with these kind of matters and putting out your work, kind of their own personal stuff.
We need to be a lot more environmentally and socially responsible.
Responsible.
Especially hamare ghar mein, hamare temples mein.
Mm-hmm.
It is critical, of utmost importance, that we do not just take care of the mess that we create, mm-hmm. but we also help in a community spirit, in a spiritual
mm-hmm.
spirit, the true spirit of things,
yeah.
to help each other and to help clean up.
Mm-hmm. And I think, listeners, we want your input here. Please do give us a call, be part of this program. This is one open kind of a thing that we kind of would like anybody and everybody to share what we are thinking, and maybe, you know, we might be missing out some of the aspects of it. So you can please give us a call, and the number is
832-704-9273. Again, the number here is 832-704-9273.
Yeah, I have this message from president of Leva Patidar Samaj about mother. I'll just go ahead and read that. You never gave up on us, even though at times you could have. You always loved us, no matter what happened. We learned so much from you, even though we never showed it. You gave us the courage to face our fears, even when we ran away. We made mistakes, even though you told us what was going to happen. We never had the words to express our true feelings, but on this day, the only word we can say, thank you.
You know, in Hinduism, mother is the one who is considered the most exalted. The example of Sri Ram as a child, as a young adult, although being a married householder and a king, gives credence to the saying that mother is the first guru. She is indeed the first god, according to him. He taught by example that the mother's blessing is integral to success. His first action as he arose early in the morning every day was to seek his mother's blessings. He needed her good wishes and benediction even before going to the forest. On his return from the exile, his first action was to bow at the feet of his mother's, all his mother's. The mere presence of the mother invests one with protection. The reverse deprives one of sustenance and fulfillment. So indeed, such an example of Sri Ram, God himself in human form, teaches the world by example that the source of bliss and blessing is at the feet of his mother.
So his two famous words, Janani Janma Bhumishta Swargadapi Gariyasi, that was from mouth of Sri Ram.
Right.
And as we think, what is this mother, what is this Prakriti? It is, you know, God was so gracious, so everybody thought about God, but nobody saw it. So he made himself available through Prakriti, so we can see him every day, every aspect of our life.
So true, so true. Maya and mother, Prakriti, yeah, right. Beautiful, full of bounty, but we have to respect.
And, you know, sage Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, he thought every woman to be a mother. Yeah. And even Sharada Devi was also considered a mother, and he would worship her. And yesterday, very symbolically, I thought it was very funny. I was watching the Mahabharata, which is being repeated,
you know,
with Saurabh Raj Jain as Krishna. Yesterday was the Draupadi Swayamvara was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, you know, when Arjuna comes to lift that bow and arrow to shoot at that fish. Okay, he comes and says namaskar to Draupadi's father.
Yes.
And then he's wishes Krishna. And then he says namaskar to both Shikhandin and Draupadi.
Right.
So immediately there was, I think Rukmi was there. And so what he says is, why are you doing namaskar to her? Tomorrow you're going to get married to her if you do this. Do you think you should even, do namaskar to your wife?
Mm-hmm.
And immediately Krishna smiles and he says, you know what, Mr. Rukmi? I do prayer to every day to your sister Rukmini. Without worshipping her, I cannot do anything. And he gives a beautiful smile. And I thought, oh my God, Mother's Day is celebrated right at that point, you know. When Lord Krishna can think of Rukmini like that, you know, it is not that you're praying.
Right.
It is you're paying your respects. How you respect a mother and a woman, I think Krishna, that was, you know, I immediately connected it, but maybe, you know, it had a punchline to it.
You know, a lot of us take mothers for granted.
Mm-hmm.
And in mothers, you know, even if it's the mother of your children, your wife.
Correct.
We take women for granted, and they do selflessly, they give selflessly from morning till night.
Mm-hmm.
How many of us take the time to acknowledge that?
Yeah.
They don't want a lot of thank yous or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But a little smile, a little gesture on a regular basis,
mm-hmm.
to acknowledge and to appreciate the selflessness, the effort, the total devotion that she has for the family.
Actually, you know, I have heard of many, many stories. In India, there was a point in which people were getting married when they were very young. okay, 16, 17 and all, our grandmothers and grandparents may have gotten married. But lot of them became widow, women who have lost their husband. How single-handedly, you know, with so much difficulties, pressurized from the society,
yes,
they have single-handedly brought up children. Single mothers of those days, I can name about 20 people in Houston whose mothers have been single. And then their children rose to the power. They are all top people and they have shone very well. And that sacrifice that mother did is unexplainable. No, but they don't want any advertising. They don't want anything attributed.
That's right.
They were just doing what they were supposed to be doing.
Correct.
You know? Correct. So there are many, 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 many mothers that have done that in this world. And I think it is all because of divine kind of a blessings that we are able to get the strength as and the power.
And the compassion.
And compassion. And I know Mother's Day mutually means for kids to come visit you, take you out for dinner and happily, you know, wish you happy Mother's Day. No, the thought and the feeling counts a lot.
Correct.
And I think it just makes a mother so three times happy. Even when the son smiles at you and says, Happy Mother's Day, Mom, it makes a whole lot of difference.
Makes
you know?
A huge difference. Puts a smile on your mother's face.
Exactly.
Puts a twinkle in her eye.
And what a great satisfaction can any mother have when you're being greeted like that.
That's right. She doesn't want to thank you. She just
wants a simple
acknowledgement.
Exactly. So I think that is what I think each of the mother who's listening now will be feeling. And I'm sure the message is conveyed saying that it is the recognition, not by kind of any word or deed or matter, it's just the thought itself is more happiness.
Yes. And since this is in quest of Hinduism, we tend to be a little bit provocative sometimes. And so here's a little provocation. Hamara sanket younger generation pe hai. To please appreciate your mothers. Not that you don't, okay? But there are so many distractions in this life. And especially in this day and age, how many of the younger generation that are born here actually take the time and the opportunity to do this, to reciprocate the love that the mother gives selflessly? So, hamara sanket yahan ke chote chote bachon pe hai, you need to start thinking instead of taking for granted. More so, your parents, especially your first guru, your mother.
We are going to play one song and Rakesh Bhai is just ready and here we go.
Thank you.
Listeners, we're talking about Mother's Day. Give us a call. Our number here is 832-704-9273. Again, the number is 832-704-9273. And that was a beautiful song for the mothers and also the Mother Earth.
Now, for our younger generation, for young and upcoming mothers, remember, teaching starts in the womb. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad ji is a very good example of how teaching starts in the womb. So, Prahlad was fortunate to have Narad Muni as his guru. And when Prahlad ji was born, everybody knows the story. So, one must be very careful when one starts to expect. The power wielded by the mothers spreads far beyond worldly experiences, and it starts from the womb. Even before a child is born, the mother's impressions strike deep roots within the consciousness. In Mahashiv Puran, there's a story of how Bhagwan Shiva appeared to fulfill the request of child Upamanyu, who was taught devotion using the Panchakshar mantra by his mother. And there are many such stories that come. So mother is irreplaceable. Mother cannot be replaced. There is nothing that can assume her role. The importance of mother in the role of an educator is summed up by the following quote. From the point of view of reverence due, a teacher is tenfold superior to a mere lecturer, a father a hundredfold to a teacher, and a mother a thousandfold to her father. Hence, Shastra says, Matru Devo Bhava first, then Pitru Dev, and everybody else after.
Yeah, let me bring how this origin of the Mother's Day, particularly in ancient Greek and the Romans, the roots to Mother's Day history can also be traced to UK, where Mothering Sunday was celebrated in the light of how it is celebrated in the US. The celebration of festival as it's seen today is a recent phenomena and not even 100 years old. You know, in India, every day was Mother's Day. Till such time when they started doing all the festivities the way we are doing it over here, like Valentine's Day and or any other day, wishing people on Mother's Day especially. And this Mother's Day dates back to the ancient spring festival by the Greeks, dedicated to the maternal goddess. The Greeks used the occasion to honor Rhea, the wife of Cronus and mother of many deities of Greek mythology. So even that does have a very divine significance, how the deities in the Greek dedicated to Cybele, a mother goddess. And it may be noted the ceremonies in honor of Cybele began 250 years before Christ was born. The celebration of it in March make offerings to the temple of Cybele. So that is how it started. But the Mothering Sunday was celebrated as the fourth Sunday to honor the mothers in UK, and that is how it got spread out. And now in the present day celebrations, which are celebrated in several countries, US, UK, Denmark, Finland, Italy, Turkey, Australia, Mexico, people take this day as an opportunity to pay tribute to their mothers and thank them for their love and support. The day has become hugely popular in several countries who witness actually gifting flowers, cards, gift to mothers on Mother's Day. Festival becomes commercialized to great extent. Florists and card manufacturers and gift sellers see a huge potential on this day for business and make good money.
Leave it to the West to commercialize everything.
Yes, so it is a kind of a, you know, good thought, but it is of a great value. And I think that is a very special celebration.
So the Greek mythologies and their gods and goddesses, there are a lot of similarity if you compare to the Hindu or Vedic god and god traditions.
Yeah, right, right.
And, so maybe way back they were connected, maybe they were the same.
Yes, definitely. You know, it is kind of when you read about Ramayana, Lava and Kusha, who inherited Ram Rajya, was all through wherever there was a bhumi.
Yeah. Right.
I believe Ram Rajya expanded through that regions. Mm-hmm. And when Lava and Kusha were given, you know, where to rule, I believe it is said that in Bharat Desha, there is enough punya. Mm-hmm. You guys go and spread what importance of punya in Arabia, mm-hmm. in Europe, and those are all land that was all connected. And Alexander the Great, when he even came to India, had heard about India through the descendants of this Lava and Kusha, it is said.
Right. So they did the Oswamedha Yajna and the
connection.
That time it was the Jambudvip.
Jambudvip, right. Correct, yeah.
So that Jambudvip was kind of the whole world.
Correct.
Actually.
So that is probably that the connection now. Still, you know, there might be some lingering, like Indonesia, yeah. Bali and all. Recently, they have kind of having still reminiscence of Ramayana.
Yes, and in fact, they have statues, especially at, you know, a couple of the airports. Mm-hmm. One of the airports, there's a huge representation of Samundar Manthan, the right. likes of which I'm sure it will be impossible to do in India.
Yeah, well, I haven't been there, but Kantibai has seen it
now
all.
Their temples is like traditional South Indian temples.
Oh, really?
You go there, mm-hmm. you have to wear, woman has to wear sari and man has to wear dhoti.
Acha.
Or lungi.
In Indonesia?
In Bali.
Bali, oh, yes. Okay.
Even their dances, their traditional folklore dances have a lot of representations of Ram and Ramayana and Ravan and so forth.
Yeah.
Beautifully adorned. So, absolutely correct.
So, it is not surprising that the Greeks probably did have the Vedic culture spread out in that areas.
There is Vedic influence in Greece. You know, there are some similarities, although we'll go off topic, but Indra whirling his thunderbolt appears to be the same as Jupiter or Krishna, and his nine gopis are evidently Apollo and Muses. The fact that Krishna was the god of Greece, there's a silver coin made by Agathocles, a Greek ruler of the 2nd century BC, and they have a print on the back of the coin that looks similar to the rath of Krishna and Arjun,
right.
which is amazing. So there's a lot of Vedic influence. And history books someday will be rewritten to correct this history.
So, I heard from somebody, I don't remember the name, but if you think about the Mahabharata Yuddha, happened in Kurukshetra, that's what we know. But if you consider all the people were fighting in there, number of peoples, 18 Akshani Sena of Kaurava and 11 Akshani Sena of Pandavas, there is not enough room to put
there's
that
no
many
physical
people
space.
In
Correct.
That area.
Yeah.
So, and there are some historical, not historical, but some research material available that says when you, and if you believe that there was a nuclear war, nuclear weapon was discharged at
Correct.
The end of the Mahabharata war by Ashwatthama.
Correct.
So, and when you look at the area nearby that Kurukshetra, the closest area is somewhere in Iran and those places. They found some pottery with the half-life of those things.
Still
matches the time.
Yeah, still radioactive. Absolutely correct. And you know, in the Ramayana it says Lord Ram returned home to Ayodhya in Pushpak Viman.
No.
Well, it wasn't necessarily a flying bird.
Right.
So the technology and the advances were already present there.
Right. All right. So, well, let's think about that, and maybe we'll have a subject like that to discuss and next time or in near future.
Jai Jai Maa, Jai Jai Maa, Jai Jai Maa.
Okay, listeners, so we're going to have a little reading from Chaitanya Bharati on Prakriti, the Supreme Mother. The author is Prem Sablok. In the Vedas, nature is described as Prakriti, and it is the manifestation of God, and as such, she is divine nature. Bhagavad Gita says, it is the Supreme Lord who has assigned the task of creation of the universe to Prakriti, and she performs this divine role under the supervision of the Supreme Reality. This is Bhagavad Gita 9:10. It is mentioned in the Vedas that Prakriti is that living power through which all the material things are begotten. Vedas refer to it as Mahatattva, the great subtle element or primordial matter consisting of three gunas that can create the other five Mahabhut and a large number of 720 gross elements or Bhuta. Rig Veda 355:14 describes nature as Mother Prakriti, and Yajurveda describes Earth as adorable, immortal, benign mother. Earth in the Vedas is Prithvi Devi, and it is widespread, very kind and gracious mother. She is soft as wool and is like a milch cow, which does not kick. Prakriti has invisible and subtle form, and her gross form is the visible universe. Both visible gross universe and the invisible subtle nature are his grandeur, God's grandeur. From the subtle divine nature emerge atoms, subatomic particles, waves, wavicles, and then these combine to form gross matter of 5 Mahabhuta and 720 Bhuta, or elements. Incidentally, so far scientists have discovered about 150 elements only. Prakriti is Devi, divine, Aditi, infinite, and Devaki, mother of 33 devas and devis, formless beings of light. A few of these 33 devas and devis are Indra, Agni, Varun, Prithvi, Usha, Surya, Adi. There are no miracles and factoids in divine nature. However, Prakriti functions as non-violent, but tend to show its wrath and even violence when under the vehement effect of tamasi gunas, we create pollution of all kinds in Prakriti, universe and atmosphere, and even in society. This wrath of nature and non-violence is more to bring ultimate peace and lasting peace and serenity everywhere. It is therefore, in Prakriti, there is not only non-violence of the strong, but also violence of the right and virtue against evil and wrong. Also, there is a prayer in Yajurveda, O God, cast aside the vile man who pollutes rivers, waters, air, and society. Vile men in the Vedas are bribe takers and givers, adulterators, exploiters, avarnas who do not follow divine professions and violate cosmic laws of social and moral order. Vile men are ever keen to make money out of the miseries of human beings. A few hymns in the Vedas link creation of Prakriti with Hiranyagarbha, the cosmic golden egg, where the Lord is manifested in his splendor as the sole Lord of creation. The cosmic word Om, the Shabda Brahm, when created harmonious cosmic energy, it forms a cosmic golden egg as Hiranyagarbha. This was the first stage of energy getting converted into some kind of mass. Thus, the eternal truth of relationship of energy and mass and vice versa emerged. To help the human beings to perform their duties, Prakriti in her divine role creates Earth as Karma Bhumi for all of us. This Karma Bhumi is the cow, which moves very fast on its subtle axis, never gets rusted and does not kick. We only exist so long as we perform our allotted duties, otherwise not to be occupied in the same things as do not exist. Bhagavad Gita, among many other sins, mentions idleness as sin. Through Prakriti, he provides his stern and permanent laws, gives lessons of non-violence of the strong, transparency, truthfulness, and vividness. Our Supreme Mother has conveyed the message through the Vedas, create social organization in the world based on eternal laws and Sat, truth and transparency, so that we look at each other with friendly eyes always, and do not fight and deface the fair divine nature, your Supreme Mother. O Rudradev, being of light, may we transplant ourselves with this knowledge in our children and become immortal through them.
getting some messages from some of our listeners who has actually said Happy Mother's Day to all of you also. So I'm not sure. If you text me on 832-704-9273, I'll get your text. But sometime I do not know who that is. So please include your name with it. And we like to thank everyone who has been so supportive. In the studio, there's only one mother here. And that's Tara.
And of course, I do have Rama Kambatiji and her sister also downstairs. With all, we are celebrating Mother's Day at the studio today with the blessings of the Divine. Thank you all very much. And with our blessings again to all the children who are out there, many, many blessings to you all from Goddess Devi.
Now I'm going to play one more song. This is for the Mother Earth, and this has been a pretty old song, so bear with us. It might not be that clear, but it's a good song.
Hari Hari Vasundhara Neela Neela Gagan Neela Neela Ye Gagan Hari Hari Vasundhara Neela Neela Ye Gagan जिसके बादलों की पालकी उड़ा रहा पवन दिशाएं देखो रंग भरी दिशाएं देखो रंग भरी चमक रही उमंग भरी ये किसने फूल फूल पे ये किसने फूल फूल पे किया सिंगार है ये कौन चित्रकार है ये कौन चित्रकार ये कौन चित्रकार है
ये कौन चित्रकार है ये कौन चित्रकार
तपस्वियों सी हैं अटल ये पर्वतों की चोटियां ये सर्प सी घुमेरदार घेरदार घाटियां ध्वजा से ये खड़े हुए ध्वजा से ये खड़े हुए हैं वृक्ष देवदार के गलीचे ये गुलाब के बगीचे ये बहार के ये किस कवि की कल्पना ये किस कवि की कल्पना का चमत्कार है ये कौन चित्रकार है ये कौन चित्रकार ये कौन चित्रकार है
ये कौन चित्रकार है ये कौन चित्रकार
कुदरत की इस पवित्रता को तुम निहार लो गुणों को अपने मन में तुम उतार लो चमका लो आज लालिमा चमका लो आज लालिमा अपने ललाट की कण कण से झांकती तुम्हें छवि विराट की अपनी तो आंख एक है
अपनी तो आँख एक है उसकी हजार है। ये कौन चित्रकार है, ये कौन चित्रकार, ये कौन चित्रकार है,
ये कौन चित्रकार है, ये कौन चित्रकार, ये कौन चित्रकार है, ये कौन चित्रकार।
यादें मैं पल दो पल का शायर हूँ, पल दो पल मेरी कहानी है, पल दो पल मेरी हस्ती है, पल दो।
नमस्तस्यै नमस्तस्यै नमो नमः। दुर्गा दुर्गति दूर कर, मंगल कर सब काज, मन मंदिर उज्जवल करो, कृपा करके आ। ऐसा प्यार बहा दे मैया, ऐसा प्यार बहा दे मैया, चरणों से लग जाऊं मैं, सब अंधकार मिटा दे मैया, दर्श तेरा कर पाऊं मैं, ऐसा प्यार बहा दे मैया। जग में आकर जग को मैया अब तक ना पहचान सका, अब तक ना पहचान सका, क्यों आया हूँ कहाँ है जाना, ये भी ना मैं जान सका, ये भी ना मैं जान सका। तू है अगम अगोचर मैया, तू है अगम अगोचर मैया, कहो कैसे लख पाऊं मैं, ऐसा प्यार बहा दे मैया, चरणों से लग जाऊं मैं, ऐसा प्यार बहा दे मैया।
This radio show is supported by Sanatan Hindu Center, which arranges funeral and cremation services in Hindu traditional way. Call 832-704-9273 or 832-361-0625 and we will take care of your cremation needs. We appreciate your continuous patronage. A big thank you to all artists, producers and publishers for allowing your productions to be utilized on Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. We will meet you on next Sunday at 9 a.m. on K-Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3, or log into TuneIn.com and download apps on your smartphone, TuneIn Radio, and search for FM 106.1. Have a blissful week ahead by grace of the Lord. God bless all of us, United States of America, Bharat, and the planet Earth. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
And it is a Mangalam time, Mangal for the whole universe. Thank you.
शुभ मंगल हो, शुभ मंगल हो, शुभ मंगल 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 हो,
शुभ मंगल 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 हो।
आदि पुरुषा